This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the show, and as always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have also the Discord call-in lines, which you can join by joining our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. It is a way that you can call in to the show and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Last night, you probably weren't tuned in. It was our after show that Rich Paul and I did where we discussed some of what has been going on recently with the dark web. Now, Mark, what is the dark web?
It is a scary-sounding term for a part of the internet, maybe its own internet, that you have to have a special program called Tor. That stands for the Onion Router. It is, I believe, it was created by the
government.
Yeah, the government. I think it was
DARPA,
the DIA, Defense
the
Intelligence Agency. Yeah, like working for the Navy, Department of Navy, something like that. I think it was the Defense Intelligence Agency, but I could be wrong. And they use it for secure communications, I think, still. But it's open more or less to everybody. And maintained, and even libraries across the country are maintaining what they call nodes on the dark web.
Exit nodes.
Yeah. And this basically makes it so that you can, A, use the internet with some level of anonymity.
Supposedly.
I don't know the specifics, and I imagine the government's working hard to figure out who's using what. And there's also a way to sort of have your own websites up on this other internet, the dark web. And we're going to call that the dark web. And they have dark websites that are up on the dark web. You never stumble across these things in your normal tootling around the internet, right?
You can't get there from there.
You cannot get there from there. So you can't type something into Google, you know, how do I find illegal drugs on the dark web?
Well, you'll get an instruction.
You'll get some answers, but you won't get the dark web.
Correct.
And so, I mean, unless you're 14-year-old, some kind of hex or genius, he's not figuring this out. Also, grandma isn't using this generally to go get her, whatever pill she has to take, her heart medication, at a lower price. Although people do this, right? So these the dark web is this, you know, dark internet, and then there are websites on there, some of which you can buy illegal drugs on.
That's true. And there's all kinds of things on the so-called dark web. And, of course, the federal government seems to like it just fine when it assists their allies in protecting their communications from, you know, coercive governments like, you know, Iran, for instance. So, you know, the government kind of supports the dark web, but at the same time, they don't like it. It's something they created, but it's also something that, you know, they've lost control of, basically. And that's,
it's a tool.
Yeah.
And tools can be used for good or evil.
Correct.
I will definitely agree that the dark web is used for evil.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
There's not just drugs, but like hacking tools, for instance, credit card lists of credit card numbers and, you know, fake IDs and all kinds of things like that that can be used for fraudulent purposes.
Any kind of communication you can imagine is there, including child pornography and all kinds of horrible things are on the dark web. No doubt.
There's an assassination website at one point. Whether or not anybody was actually killed from it is another question, but there's all kinds of things out there. And so Rich Paul and I were discussing last night, and the night, actually we were talking off the air the night before that about this, like, what's happened? Because there was another crackdown recently on some of these darknet drug distribution websites, and as we were kind of poking around the dark web, we were having a tough time finding some of the new ones. But ultimately, after some diligent research, we were unable to unearth some of the newer sites, and I think that's what this story from Wired is about how that every time the federal government goes in and cracks down on these sites, a few more inevitably spring up.
Well, what happens when the cops roll through that corner in town where mm-hmm. where you can buy drugs? What happens when they come through and they arrest a few drug dealers? A few more pop in and take their place.
Because there's money to be made.
Right.
A lot of it.
When you arrest a serial killer, murders go down. When you arrest a burglar, burglaries go down. When you arrest a drug dealer, you've created a job opportunity for drug dealers.
That's right.
That's all.
Because you can't arrest all the users. You just don't have enough room for
it. It doesn't work the same way. Prohibitions are different when you're talking about black market kind of stuff.
On the dark web drug market empire this week, business proceeds as usual, writes Wired. Satisfied customer will be back, writes one user on the product page of a meth dealer with a handle Shardy Shardface. Excellent, reads a plaudit posted by a buyer of the opiate oxycodone. Bravo, says another, for a $5 sample of fentanyl. One of 18 reviews.
My God, that stuff will kill you.
Posted on the product's profile page in the last week. In all, Empire lists over 18,000 narcotic offerings, including hundreds for oxycodone alone. Judging by that buzzing trade, there's little hint that just the week before, global law enforcement announced the takedowns of two of the world's largest dark web drug sites, known as Wall Street Market and Valhalla, or that the most popular market, called Dream, had taken itself offline at the end of last month, perhaps sensing law enforcement closing in, or that a multi-agency U.S. law enforcement task force devoted to stemming opioid sales on the dark web arrested more than 60 people in a major operation just a month before. And on Wednesday, the FBI and Europol announced their latest win, the takedown of dark web news and information site Deep.Web, which had quietly made millions of dollars from offering promotional links to black market sites in a kind of underground affiliate marketing scheme. Now, I find this to be very interesting because I feel like, now, I don't know where the owners of Deep.Web have been charged, but if they've been charged, because these have been multi-jurisdictional, international police forces, you get Europol, you get the FBI, you get all these agencies working together on this. So I don't know where they've charged the Deep.Web operators, but if they're charged within the United States...
Sounds like freedom of speech to me.
Right. It would seem to be freedom of speech if you're just putting a link on your website saying, here's a link to a darknet website. You can shop here. Not saying, buy your drugs here, but just simply saying, here's a link to this site. Not saying anything about what you might want to use that link for, even though the bulk of the products on those sites are illegal drugs, there are legal products on that site as well, and the owners of those affiliate links, the Deep.Web website operators, the people who are running these links, they don't know what you're buying. If you click through their link and you buy something legal or you buy something illegal, they have no idea. They would just get a cut from the sale because of the affiliate link. So how is that knowingly – I mean, presumably you would have to knowingly lead somebody to a place where they could do some illegal business, right?
I'm not even sure that's true. So, let's leave Free Talk Live out of this. Let's talk about, real news organizations. I've heard news stories about dark web websites, specifically Silk Road, mm-hmm. comes to mind, on NPR and national news media across the country. People could have used that to inform themselves. They could have used that to help find more dark web websites to take down, or they could have used it to find places to buy drugs. It's just news.
Mm-hmm.
So if you outlaw the posting of links, then, I mean, what if there is no call to action? Like, is it the call to action that makes this illegal?
I'm not sure. I would like to see what the indictment says on the Deep.Web case, because I'm curious to know what they charged them with, first of all.
Like, I think it's important to state right now, this country was founded
conspiracy?
And built by people who had legal access to opioids. Now, I'm not advocating for the use of opioids. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that if you think that America's a great place and that it was built into greatness into the time around the 1910s, thereabouts, 1920, somewhere in that time frame, then you believe that this country was made great by people who had legal access to opioids. I think it was the Sears catalog that had heroin in it at some point.
Okay, so according to a release from the Department of Justice, the administrators of Deep Dot Web have been indicted for money laundering conspiracy. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-4.
That's pretty nonspecific.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. We can continue, and you can share your thoughts with us on the dark web. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And also, of course, you can join us anytime at freetalklive.com. Grab archives of the show and more all there waiting for you. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. So check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. As we continue, Ian and Mark here in the studio with you, talking about the takedown of some darknet marketplace and informational websites, or at least in the case of Deep.Web, which was a non-darknet site. Deep.Web was a public website. It was just on the internet, the regular internet, where you could go and you could read reviews of the various different darknet marketplace websites. They would, for instance, they would like interview the operators, the administrators of these sites. They're all anonymous, but you know, with whatever screen names, Dread Pirate Roberts or whatever they were calling right. themselves, they would do interviews with them. They would give reviews of the sites. I think they even had like, they might have had like a kind of an indicator as to whether or not the site was online or not, because a lot of these darknet sites kind of come and go, whether they're being taken down by the government or not. Sometimes they're hit by denial of service attacks, and they're a little less than reliable when it comes to when you actually try to go to the site. It might not be there,
right.
but then it might show up tomorrow or in 4 hours.
This is eBay.com.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have a lot of backups. It's just somebody running a site off of wherever secretive server they've been able to set up. So they took down Deep.Web, and they're alleging that the operators, who they claim are Tal Prihar, a 37-year-old Israeli residing in Brazil, and Michael Fan, an Israeli citizen residing in Israel, age 34, charged in late April in a one-count indictment, so not a whole lot of charges. By a federal grand jury in Pittsburgh, they arrested both of the men in respective countries. Actually, one of them was in Paris at the time, so French police and Israeli police assisted with the arrests. Presumably, they'll be extradited to face these charges. Here's the quote from the assistant attorney general, quote, according to the indictment unsealed today, these defendants allegedly made millions of dollars by providing a gateway to illegal darknet marketplaces, allowing hundreds of thousands of users to buy fentanyl, hacking tools, stolen credit cards, and other contraband. The great work of our law enforcement partners and prosecutors allowed us to penetrate these supposedly anonymous online criminal networks, and those who use the networks to commit crimes will be held accountable, regardless of where they live or how they attempt to hide their identities. So, as usual, you get this sort of tough talk from the attorneys, U.S. attorneys in these cases.
Well, sure. Without this tough talk, what the hell would they do for a living? They'd be out chasing down murderers and rapists and arsonists. Oh, wait, these are federal. I don't even know what they'd do.
For years,
people committing treason? I don't know.
Deep.Web operated as a key gateway to the criminal underbelly of darknet marketplaces. All the while, the website administrators profited from the darknet economy, said FBI's Assistant Director Robert Johnson. Quote, although they believe they could hide in plain sight, this case demonstrates nothing could be further from the truth. The FBI does not turn a blind eye to criminal activity happening on or off the darknet. Rather, we've worked with our partners both at home and abroad to investigate nefarious activity, shut down websites like Deep.Web that facilitate the introduction of opioids and other illicit contraband into the United States, and arrest the individuals profiting from these transactions.
What scares me about this is, as a person who reports news, so here I am reporting a story right now as we speak about the takedown of drug websites. We have stated that drug websites exist right now on the deep web, dark web.
That's right.
Like right now, people who have the ability to go on can do that.
We even gave you one of the names earlier, Empire Market, which is what's discussed in the right Wired there. Story that we were reading.
And where is the line drawn? Obviously, this Deep.Web.
They're claiming it's at the money laundering line where this Deep.Web was making money from affiliates.
That's not what money laundering is.
No, it's not.
Money laundering is when you take illegal money and turn it into legal money.
Correct. And that's why I don't think they have a real strong case here.
Right. But these guys are going to, you know, face all kinds of problems. Try, you get arrested in France and the United States is going to attempt to extradite you on money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
You can either fight it and stay in France for months in jail there.
Right.
Or you can come on over to the United States where you're probably not, I mean, just like Julian Assange, probably not looking forward to the sort of justice that you're going to get in the United States.
Well, in Assange's case, they hit him with 17 extra charges this week.
I understand they're going to, you know, they keep piling them on. Right. They'll probably do the same thing with these guys.
Maybe they will.
Whatever it takes.
Which is why I'm surprised they only have this initial charge with these cases.
Right. I mean,
they're not as high profile as Assange.
The state's attorney or federal attorneys or whatever, it's not like they work. They just pile on charges and they get people to plea bargain.
That's right.
I mean, they don't do criminal trials much anymore. They have this system where they, you know, they don't have to work anymore. They just scare people.
That's right.
So we, the people, are no longer served, if we ever were, with some kind of criminal justice system that works. Jury of your peers is basically out the window. You can have it, but if you do demand it, then you're going to likely be found guilty because two-thirds of cases that show up, felony cases that show up in court are found guilty. And then you're going to probably face something like 10 times the time you were previously. Because what we do in America is we punish people who want a trial. We punish them severely.
The indictment announced today represents a true international success and should serve as a message to others that the FBI will always pursue criminals victimizing Americans no matter where they may try to hide. Now, how is it that any American was victimized by the fact that these people ran an informational website? That's what Deep Dot Web did. It wasn't even, I mean, it's outrageous enough to me that they would put a website administrator in a prison cell like they did with Ross Ulbricht, the guy who created the very first darknet marketplace website, the Silk Road, who's now in prison for 2 life sentences plus 40 years for just making a website on which people chose to sell things that were illegal. That to me.
And things were illegal.
That's correct. That to me is an outrage. This Deep Dot Web thing is even worse because they're now going, because at the very least you could argue with Ross Ulbricht that he knew for a fact that people were selling drugs on that site. He himself allegedly sold some mushrooms on the site. So there's a pretty strong argument that Ross Ulbricht knew for a fact he was, you know, profiting because the site pulled in, you know, a few percentage points. 2% to 4% or something per transaction, right? There's a, like, just like eBay takes 10% or whatever, the darknet sites take a certain percentage from their sellers. So you could argue that at the very least he knew the money was coming from illicit places. You could also argue that Deep Dot Web administrators knew that most of the money they were getting probably came from illegal transactions, but they couldn't say for sure unless they specifically told people, hey, we want you to buy illegal products with this link. Because if there were legal products available through that link, by the way, some of the products on the site were legal in some countries, but not legal in other countries. So how do you deal with that? You know, so they don't know who's buying things through the affiliate link. It's not like Amazon where you get a readout of every single product that people are buying. It's just you follow that link, and then you get, you know, the administrator gets a reward when somebody makes a purchase. More coming
hunters, up. Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has begun a state visit to Japan. He's there to work out a trade imbalance between the two countries. He jokingly tells business leaders at a reception in Tokyo,
Maybe that's why you like me so much.
The relationship with Japan and the United States, I can say for a fact, has never been stronger. It's never been more powerful, never been closer.
He also says there's never been a better time to invest in the United States. More tornadoes are threatening the nation's midsection. WBBM meteorologist Ted Curran.
As we go into places like Kansas and Oklahoma and into Texas, and it's in this area that we have the biggest concern for tornado activity as we go through the day for today. We're also concerned about flooding as these rains have been coming through the same areas over and over again.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. We're talking about the dark net marketplaces. And also a takedown of a website that just linked to them. That's all Deep.Web did, was they just had some referral links. And the federal government is acting like this is a big score. They've really put a stop to some dastardly criminal activity by stopping another website with links on it. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. They're talking about, felony-level money laundering charge, at least one charge so far. They may end up hitting them with more than one. And why not hit them with more than one for every website they linked to?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all very odd.
So we could tell you more about that story. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Mark, tell me about the upcoming Freedom Fest coming up July, right?
Yeah, it's the world's largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. It's in Las Vegas at the Paris Hotel, July 17th through the 20th. And this year's theme is the Wild West. Was it a time of liberty and opportunity or lawlessness and violence? Keynote, Penn Jillette. They'll have Lenore Skenazy there, Candace Owens, John Mackey, the former CEO of Whole Foods. I think he's still the CEO. I really need to know that. Kevin O'Leary, Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, now in the Federal Reserve, Grover Norquist, libertarians, conservatives, liberals, all mingling together and to hear real debates and share real solutions and converse freely. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. It's a great event. We'll be there having a great time. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 and get a $50 discount. And if you go to freedomfest.com/FTL, you'll get, right now, you want to try it out? You want to see what it's like? The five best speeches from last year are available for free. Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all for free. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 at freedomfest.com/FTL.
So we're talking about I'd started a story from Wired about the government's takedowns of these darknet marketplaces. There's been recent couple of them that have been shut down. And they mentioned deep.web, which is a story I'd seen the headlines for, but I never really took the time to look into it in detail. I just knew that I knew deep.web had been shut down, and I was bummed out about it because it's an attack on free speech, first and foremost.
Yeah, deep.web has that sort of scary sounding name already, though. I mean, it's
a website about the dark web.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Anyway, it wasn't a scary site. It was a review site. It was a site where you would go and read reviews of websites that are on the dark web. And then there were handy links to those websites on the dark web that allowed you to find the site to go and explore it. Because it's not illegal yet, at least in the United States, as I understand it. We may be getting to the point where it will be. But at this point, it's not illegal to go to these websites and look around.
I've done it.
That's a free speech exercise.
Right. I felt like as a journalist, if we're going to talk about the Silk Road, mm-hmm. I should have been on it. And so I went and looked at it.
Right.
And it wasn't the greatest website in the world. I mean, eBay's got them beat for Hero Sunday, right? I mean, it's just, you know, wasn't the greatest thing in the world as far as looking good.
Sure. But it did what it was supposed to.
I went there. I went and checked it out. And
you scroll through all the drug listings you want. As long as you don't order it, it's not illegal to just look.
And one of these things is that it's probably worth noting that people who did choose to order drugs off this site weren't facing, I don't know, getting beaten up in the wrong neighborhood.
Sure.
You know, all kinds of bad things can happen when doing business in the dark.
Getting arrested in a police sting. Getting some drugs that weren't what they were advertised as, and you end up having an overdose.
Right. So it also helped.
Or a heart attack.
Helped with that in so much as, you know, people got reviewed. I mean, where do you find a drug dealer review?
That you don't.
So,
you know, there's word of mouth, but that's about it.
People were selling what they were advertising there because they were being
more
reviewed.
Often than, yeah. It's very, very rare that anybody would ever find some bunk being sold on the darknet sites because, like you're saying, they're in competition. They're open competition with other people from around the globe, and the reviews are very important to that.
And I'm not saying this isn't without risk. I'm simply saying that, you know, if you're listening to this, your son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter have done illegal drugs. Do you want them?
Somebody you know.
Yeah. Do you want them in a situation where they're likely to be beaten up or not? Do you want them in a situation where they're likely to get drugs that they didn't think they were getting? Like, get the wrong thing.
Right.
At the wrong
That's
dose.
That's what leads to a lot of overdoses is the fact that people don't know what they're getting.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of overdoses.
That's not to say that taking drugs is an inherently safe activity. It's not. There's dangers in just taking the very same drug that you think you're buying if you did actually get the real thing. But it's a whole lot more risky to buy things on the questionable street-level black market. Whether you get, you know, beaten up, robbed, or arrested, or you get the bad, you know, bad product, these are all things that having drug darknet marketplace sites like the Silk Road have lowered dramatically. Which is why I've said that Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, he saved people's lives. I'm sorry. I understand that probably somebody overdosed on heroin because they just took too much of it that they bought on a darknet site. I'm sure that happened. But I'd be willing to bet that dozens and dozens of people avoided being robbed, beaten, just having their wallets, you know, jacked from them in a car in a dark parking lot or whatever, because they went online and did their drug purchasing. So anyway,
and potentially killed.
Right. Here's more of the tough talk from the federal government. So they're talking about deep.web, the website that just simply linked to the darknet websites. embedded in these links were unique account identifiers, which enabled the individual marketplaces to pay what they referred to as referral bonuses to Deep.Web. Kickbacks in the form of referral bonuses paid in virtual currency were a percentage of the profits of all the activities conducted on the marketplace by any user who made purchases on the marketplace by using their customized referral link. We used to have this with Amazon. We had a link that we had directed our listeners to go to Amazon and purchase. If one of our listeners in a country where some of the products on Amazon would be illegal for them to order, ordered an illegal product through our referral link, would we then be liable for making money, money laundering off of somebody who bought something that was illegal?
No, we would be patriots because we're Americans.
Ah.
Americans allowing things that are illegal in America to be sold
That's
to
totally
people
fine.
Who are in different places are patriots. However, people in different places that sell things to Americans that are illegal in America are evil criminals. But if you're a politician and your daughter, like Jeb Bush's daughter, got caught
crack smoking.
Was it crack?
Yeah, she was
cocaine?
A crackhead.
It's a family issue.
That's right.
If you're not
Leave
a politician,
our family alone.
If you're not a politician, well, tough luck. Your family's going to jail. It's
right.
not a family issue. Then you can't go up and walk up to the state's attorney's office and say, "Hey, give me my kid back." This
it's
is
okay.
A family
we're going to put her in a program. It's okay. You can let her out of the jail.
Yeah. It's fine. But your thoughts and prayers could be with us. We'll take our daughter back now.
Remember, she ran away from the program they put her into so she could smoke more crack.
She can do whatever she wants because she's one of the chosen. She's one of the politicians' kids.
Through the use of referral links, Deep.Web received kickbacks from darknet marketplaces every time a purchaser used Deep.Web to buy illegal narcotics or other illegal goods on the marketplace. Or legal goods! And there were legal goods. I remember seeing books on some of these marketplaces.
Sure.
Taryn Lupo, who's a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, I've seen his books available for sale on darknet marketplaces. I don't know if he's the one who's selling them or if it was somebody else, but somebody was.
It's not illegal to sell books on a darknet marketplace.
How about packaging? There are people who will sell you packaging materials because if you're going to buy packaging materials, presumably you'd want to buy them. If you're an illegal drug dealer on a darknet market, you might want to buy your packaging materials from other darknet dealers, right? So that way you're not going to Office Depot.
Oh, I don't know anything about this business. So you're saying that the government probably looks at the sale of those tiny little Ziploc bags.
I don't know.
I'll bet they do.
I don't know, but this is one way to avoid
that. There was
that.
A time when the government was looking at people who bought money counter machines.
Mm.
So, yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. They may still be looking at that. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want about the darknet or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FT. And get your tickets now. FreedomFest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to FreedomFest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to FreedomFest.com/FTL. FreedomFest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us here, live Saturday edition of the show. We've been talking about the underworld of the Internet. It's called the Darknet, which is kind of a scary name for Tor. It's also known as the Onion Router. And the reason they call it that is because they use layers of protection, basically, without getting too detailed about how it works, because I couldn't, because I'm not an engineer.
Or if it even does work. We don't really know whether it actually protects you. People get taken down and...
They sure do take down a lot of websites.
Go to jail. I don't know... Yeah. I don't know anything.
Now, usually it does have to do with sloppy work, sloppy operational security on the parts of the administrators of these sites. For instance, Ross Ulbricht, way back when he first opened the Silk Road, went on a couple of forums, and he posted a message with an account that was registered to his email address. He posted one message that even actually included his email address in the message. And the messages were something to the effect of, hey, I heard about this marketplace, just kind of like, I heard this thing exists. Is anybody on it? You know, like asking, but putting out the URL kind of thing. But that was the very first ever post on the entire internet that ever mentioned, the Silk Road. And so that's all they had to do was go back to the very first post ever about the Silk Road. Simple Google search basically could reveal this. And then they linked accounts to other accounts and email addresses to Ross, and they had their suspect. So the initial, maybe his security got better later on, but in the very beginning, it was pretty loose, and that's what led to his takedown.
Yeah, that's policing. That's good policing.
Yeah.
They did police work and they found him, and that it's hard not to slip. It's very difficult.
Right.
To not slip.
And
the government certainly doesn't do it. Remember that these are the people that are losing your information, your Social Security number, and all that stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, their intelligence agencies get hacked. So it's hard.
And they've got virtually unlimited resources that they can turn against you, right? So if you are running one of these darknet market sites, even if you're on the ball as much as you can possibly be about your operational security, you're still up against an agency that has an unlimited amount of funding and agents and time that they can just throw at these problems.
If you get 10 forensic analyst specialist kind of guys or people that are going at your website for 6 months
full time.
Done.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, some of these sites have lasted for much longer than you might expect. For instance, the Wall Street Market, which is one of the two most recent takedowns, that was up for a couple of years. So,
yep, those people are very rich and probably able to defend themselves, and probably not in the United States.
Yeah, I think they were over in Germany, actually. Anyway, so the federal government's press release here about the takedown of Deep.Web, which again, if you're just tuning in, isn't a darknet market site. It was a site that reviewed and linked to the darknet market sites. So just an informational portal, basically. But they were making revenue off of the referral links to these darknet market sites, and that's what they're claiming, the feds are claiming, was the crime, which they claim was money laundering. But they got some interesting information here beyond just kind of explaining what a referral link is, and hopefully most of you already know what that is. They talk about how they go through this laundry list, all the different names of the marketplaces that they linked to, because, you know, they linked to them all. I mean, anyone they could find that had a referral link, they would link to it. And so when Alphabay, which was one of the biggest ones for a number of years, so after Silk Road was done and after Agora Market and Silk Road 2, which was infiltrated, by the way, by the feds from day one, Alphabay was one of the biggest, most noteworthy ones. It was seized by law enforcement in 2017. It was one of the largest markets offering illegal drugs, fraudulent identification materials, counterfeit goods, hacking tools, malware, firearms, and toxic chemicals.
Oh, my.
So because they were able to, seize the site and go in and look at the statistics and look at the back end and basically act as administrators at that point, they learned that approximately, this is pretty impressive, 23.6% of all orders completed on Alphabay were associated with the account that was run by Deep.Web, the account that the referral link.
They're pretty pretty good advertising venue for the sound of it.
They sent almost a quarter of the users to one of the biggest darknet market sites in the world, and they received a referral fee for 23.6% of all the orders made on Alphabay. We're talking about
a lot of money.
In fact, later on in this article here by the Department of Justice, it says that between November of 2014 and April 10th of 2019, so about not quite a 5 year window of time, Deep.Web received approximately 8,155 bitcoins in payments from the darknet marketplaces.
Wow.
That's millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, 8,000 bitcoins, each of which is worth $8,000.
Yeah, today. What's that, $64 million or something?
Well, don't ask me. I went to government school.
Yeah, right. That's a lot of money.
$64 million, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, Miss Seacard, trigonometry class, she said, you're not like you're going to have a calculator with you all the time. I'm sorry.
She was wrong. Yeah, you've got two of them.
Yeah, you're a wonderful woman, and you were mistaken on that.
Yeah. Over the course of the conspiracy, defendants Wren referred hundreds of thousands of users to these darknet markets, and then they go through this, again, another list of the things that you could buy, and talked about the millions of dollars in kickbacks, blah, blah, blah. So I still don't agree that this is money laundering, because they couldn't have known for sure that the money was coming from an illegal source. Money laundering, the idea behind it is you take illicit money from the commission of a crime. So whether that crime is, a hitman or a drug dealer or whatever it is, that somebody's getting paid to do something illegal, prostitution, you're getting paid to do something that's illegal, taking that money and filtering it into some sort of a legal channel. So whether it be putting it into a business and acting as though, you know, the classic example from Breaking Bad, the television show, they literally had a washing machine, laundromat or whatever.
Yeah.
And so
it's big cash business.
They were using that to launder the funds. Any kind of business that you can bring money in through, you know, whatever methods and put it into sort of legitimate channels, you know, and it ends up in a bank account or whatever, that's considered money laundering. But if you're just taking payments from a referral link to a website where you don't know what exactly people are doing through your link, I think it's going to be a tough case. If they've got some good attorneys, this will be a very interesting case. And I did pull up the Pacer for one of them, and apparently the indictment is sealed. So
that always disturbs me. I mean, what do we need to seal indictments for? This is supposed to be a free country, and in free countries, you have transparent information.
Right.
As a person who works in the journalism field, I'm not going to call myself a journalist, but as somebody who works in the field, the idea that we, you know, that the United States government is sealing documents and blacking things out and all that stuff every single time,
it's creepy,
upsets me.
Yep.
And when we went to civics class, we were told we were the government. Like, over and over again, we're the government. We, the people, are the government. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're not the government if you're kept in the dark and fed bullcrap and told to grow mushrooms. I mean, how can you possibly make a decision on who you're going to vote for when the information the government's putting out is blacked out? You don't know. It just shows how little of a choice you have.
Yep. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello. I think I'm going to start a series called Why I Distrust History. This will be episode 2.
Okay.
I'm a Yankee, of course. Probably most people can tell by my accent I'm from the North. But I think the wrong side won that Civil War.
Uh-oh.
And I posted something in the Discord about this is – people have seen this on the Internet, but they ignore it. It's Lincoln's letter – or the letter to Horace Greeley that Lincoln wrote. And basically, this is the middle of the Civil War when he wrote this. And what I'm – I guess the point I'm trying to make is Lincoln is not the savior of the black people. He did not
Absolutely
care
not.
About black people.
He only cared about
he
the Union.
Right. He cared about the Union. And he says in this letter, and I would love people to just look this up. It's the letter to Horace Greeley. And he said in there that if he could save the Union without freeing a single slave, he would do it. And if he could save the Union by freeing all the slaves, he would do it. The slaves were not important to him. He didn't care. In fact, his own personal solution to the slavery problem was to send them all back to Africa. Well, most of them would just die there because they had been in the U.S. for so many generations. They don't know what Africa's like. So that's really not a solution.
It's actually it was sort of done with Liberia. Its capital is Monrovia, named after James Monroe. I would say that Lincoln was an abolitionist, but it's true that he didn't free any slaves in the country that he was in charge of. The United States had slaves at that time, and he didn't free any of them.
Gene, if you want to talk more about slavery, you can hang on. We'll bring you into hour number 2, and you can join us as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to get on the air with us. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.